हाँ, डिक्टेशन फॉर टिफनी थॉमसन, TIFFANYTHOMPSON, टिफनी थॉमसन, डेट ऑफ बर्थ 12/13/1988, डेट ऑफ एक्सीडेंट 6/4/2023, डेट ऑफ सर्विस 11/26/2024. The patient presents for a follow-up evaluation. She report that she has decided to go for a surgery for her cervical spine, and she report that she has seen a surgeon and next appointment is due soon, but she doesn't know the name and address of the surgeon. She also report that she changed her physical therapist from team rehab recently, and she has had 7 visits, but also she do not remember the name of the therapist. Currently, she is suffering from pain in the neck, which is very stiff, and pain is 8 to 9. Mid-back pain is 8 to 9. Lower back pain is 8 to 9. She reports of constant numbness and tingling of 3rd, 4th, and 5th finger of the right hand, along with weakness of the entire right arm. She also reports of shooting pain to the right arm and right leg all the way to the ankle. And patient has reported pain being 7 to 8, with ADLs being affected 8-8. Patient reports no relief whatsoever. She is not working currently. She is fired from the job for not being able to produce. Please review the records for the ADL for system review for the additional issues, substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 132/88, 83. Pulse is 80, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the exam remains the same from the previous visit of 10/17/2024, dictation number 1019-001. The patient has an ongoing pain in the right shoulder also. She has a tendinitis of the biceps, tenosynovitis, and she was recommended an injection to the right shoulder intra-articular, as well as 2 shots for the cervical epidural. She declined. She instead wants to go for a surgery that she is going, which is perfectly fine. And the patient report that the pain medicines have not been relieving her pain. And so we have ordered the physical therapy neck and the lower back to continue, right shoulder therapy 2 times with traction massage. She remains off work and also replacement and transportation. She's provided with the lidocaine gel 4%, 200 gram. Also, Norco 7.5, 325 once a day is provided, 15 tablets for pain relief. She's using quad cane. She's doing chiropractor. She's doing physical therapy, laser treatment. She's seeing a neurologist, neuropsych, as well as psychiatrist. An EMG was also ordered for her right upper extremity. She's doing counseling, and other than that, everything that needs to be done is being done for her. Once she has been advised to give us the information about her surgeon, so we can talk to them and make sure we can coordinate and be on the same page. Medications are provided, which is Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory effects. Xanax is provided 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety. Wellbutrin is provided 150 milligram ER for anxiety, depression, pain relief. Nurontin is provided 600 milligram twice a day for neuropathy. Fear research are provided for radiculopathy. And MAPs and labs have been reviewed, and patient is found to be in reasonable shape. Thank you. Her MRI was reviewed, and her laboratory report from the from the laboratory Helix was also reviewed. We found that the report is inconsequential. It says there is no trauma to the brain, but the MRI for the brain is positive, and patient neurological functions are slightly down. She is very slow in mentation and speech, and patient is undergoing all the treatments as such right now. Thank you.